Zogt der Gemisch der Weiter mit sagt das Meister Sheni Peri Gimel Mishna Yud. Halakuach bekesef Meister Sheni shenitma. Something that was purchased, food that was purchased with kesef Meister Sheni that became tamei. I did not bring these payrois of Meister Sheni into Yerushalayim. I brought Meister Sheni money into Yerushalayim. And I did what I was supposed to do with that money. I purchased payrois, but the payrois became tamei. Zogt der Mishna Yepada. You can't eat it. If it's tamei, redeem it. Zehal to Tanakam. Rabbi Huda says, you cover. You have to bury it. You can't redeem it. Being that you can't eat it, you have to bury it. The Batanur explains, look, we have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring the Meister Sheni payers to Yerushalayim, or redeem it for money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and purchase payers. When he purchased the payers with the money of Meister Sheni, the mitzvah has been completed. That's why you can't redeem it afterwards. Even if it became tame. The Torah says you can redeem it before you fulfill the mitzvah. Once you fulfill the mitzvah, you can't redeem it anymore. Say al Rabbi Yehuda. Amri lo Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda. Now again, the machlokes over here is, I came to Yerushalayim with kesef Meister Sheni, I purchased food with it, and it became tame. The Chachamim say, the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, they say, redeem it. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't, you have to bury it. Amri loy le Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, why do you say that you can't redeem it? Uma'im Meister Sheni asmei, madach the Meister Sheni itself. Original Meister Sheni, I separated Meister Sheni from my payrois, I bring it to Yerushalayim. Shenitma that became tamei, reyu nivda, could be redeemed. So halakuach bekes of Meister Sheni shenitma? What's purchased with money of Meister Sheni that became tamei? Which doesn't have a direct kiddusha from Meister Sheni. It only gets it from the money. And the money got it from the original Meister Sheni. So any din, shouldn't I say for sure, Sheyapad, that this you can redeem, that it should be easier to remove the kiddusha from it? Omer Lehem, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, we don't look at it that way. Imamartam b'Meister Sheni Atzma, you know why Meister Sheni itself that was brought to Yerushalayim, that became Tame. You know why you can redeem it? Shekein hu nivde batohar berichuk makan. You see, there's a kul over there. Meiser Sheni, that is tohar. And I say it's too much to bring to Yerushalayim, it's too far away. You can redeem it. Taimru. So we see the Torah assigned an inyan of pidyon to the original Meiser Sheni. Taimru, you're going to say the same thing. But lakuach bekens of Meiser, with payers that were purchased with Meiser Sheni money. They should be able to redeem it when it becomes tame. She'ena nivda betar berichig makayim. When it comes to payers that were purchased with Meister Sheni money, you never have an inyan that somehow you can redeem it when it's tar outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, again, says Rabbi Yehuda, regular Meister Sheni is redeemed when it's tar outside of Yerushalayim. So if it becomes tame when you bring it in, you could also redeem it. But payers that were purchased with kesef of Meister Sheni, where there never was an inyan that somehow it could be redeemed outside of Yerushalayim, when they're tar, could be here, we should be more strict and say, even if it becomes tamei, you cannot redeem it. In the Yerushalmi, we find Rabbi Yehuda darshens the pasuk. The pasuk that teaches us you can redeem the payrois of Meister Sheni and bring the money to Yerushalayim says, v'tzarta ha kesef. Whenever there's a hey before a word, it's hey ha-yediya. The pasuk is stressing something, ha kesef. Original Meister Sheni can be transferred to kesef. But once that happens, there's no place for money to come in afterwards. You can't take that money to Yerushalayim, buy payrois, and then transfer that to kesef. It's only the original kesef. The Yerushalmi refers to it as kesef rishon. There's no kesef sheni.